Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Eliza Taylor, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's BUNEKE.org.
Well, hello, hello, hello. This is Mary Brotherton. Hi, Pamela.
Hello.
I am here. Tony just called me moments ago. I was just finishing up dinner, and I told my husband, I have the night off. This is great. I'm not doing this show tonight, which I'm kind of glad I am talking to you because you were one of the guests that I really wanted to talk to. But Tony has been helping me learn to delegate and accept that I can do that. And so he was taking over a couple of shows each month for me. And I kind of, when he said, I'll take over the first and second, I almost said, no, you can't have Pamela. I want to talk to her myself.
Oh, so sweet.
But Tony is, I'm not sure where he is. I have to hang on for a second. Well, let me just introduce you to the audience, because the audience doesn't know what the heck is going on. I'm actually on my phone instead of at the, you know, in the studio, which I normally would be on the studio, and I don't even know what's going to happen when the show's over. We'll figure it out one step at a time.
Okay. Sounds good.
But Pamela Savino is the spiritual, a spiritual pioneer, and she has, you know, she's got a lot of stuff going on. She's an author, a spiritual entrepreneur. She's navigated divorce, pregnancy loss, and motherhood to four. Good grief. I had two sons. That was more than enough for me. I can't do that. You're the CEO of a life coaching business. You pivoted from being an actuary consultant to Fortune 100 companies. Holy smokes. I hear Tony on the phone, I think. Yeah. Am I correct?
I am so sorry. I have to call you on my cell phone.
Your connection is terrible.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I just fixed that. I'm sorry. I'm calling you on my cell phone, actually.
No, that's okay. That's what I did. I called in, and we kicked Bob out. Bob was ready to go. He's our guest next week. I've never had anybody that excited to be on the show before, but he logged in a week early.
Better a week early than late, right?
Yeah. Tony, don't want to steal your thunder, but I was telling Pamela that I almost told you you couldn't have this week.
Stolen.
Your thunder's been stolen. Oh, man. But I'm going to stay on the phone because I might have something useful to add, but I want you to go for it, because this is your show tonight.
Well, I appreciate
I'll just
that
listen.
Here.
Oh, maybe it's not your show. We still can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Vaguely.
Oh, okay. Hang on a second. Hang on a minute.
Now, see, when you said that, that sounded great.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know what the problem is.
Well, you fix your problem. I'm going to ask Pamela, why did you name your book SOAR? And are those letters, they're all capital. Is that an acronym?
You know what? No, it isn't. It is actually not an acronym, but I named it SOAR because I believe that when we approach life with an open mind and an open heart and partner with the universe, we can get to a place of soaring. And that word SOAR, that just has an energy to it, a very high vibe. And I firmly believe that we can all get to that place.
Oh, absolutely. I often tell people when they're trying to make up their mind about something, don't worry about it. just jump. Build your wings as you're falling, because you're going to soar no matter what happens.
I love that. Yeah,
Mary,
that was such a big...
Can
you hear
me
now, Mary?
I can.
Yes. That's good.
I am so sorry, guys. I don't know what's going on.
No, apologies
okay.
are superfluous. Don't worry about that. Stuff
it.
Happens. That's what makes the show
but
so special. That's why we call it unscripted, because you never know what's going to happen.
That's right.
Well, this is definitely unscripted.
Well, Tony, I'm going to back away for a bit and let you take over.
All right.
I'm just going
to. Oh, this is great. This is great. Pam, what an introduction to me.
All good.
Oh, man.
All good. Pleasure to meet you.
Well, that's very nice to meet you, and it's very nice to finally talk to you. So.
Yeah, likewise.
I really want to welcome you to B&E Radio.
Thank you.
And this is an unscripted moment. But
awesome.
Anyway, we're going to keep going on.
Sounds great.
Well,
sounds great. I'm super excited to be here.
We are super excited to have you, and I'm super excited that you hear me. So. Okay. Well, if for those of our folks listening after all these technical snafus, my guest for the evening is internationally renowned life coach Pamela Savino. And she is the founder of Live Authentically.
I love it.
A program designed for helping individuals discover their inner strength and peace, to find their voice, to speak their truth, and to live authentically. Because when we are living our own truth, all of us inspire others to live theirs. So with Pam's Live Authentically system, you discover that spark we all have, a tiny voice that speaks to us. The voice is powerful, giving that spark the power to become a flame and illuminate the path to a life we can only dream of. So why wouldn't anybody jump and embrace this program? Well, because of two things. Because most people, including myself, allowed fear and doubt to dictate their lives. So Pam's Live Authentically program is going to help you ignite that spark, fan your flame, and radiate your power and light into the world. And for more on how Pam can help you live in authentically, please visit her website. Live authentically. Now you will have the opportunity to talk one-on-one with Pamela and find the truth that's inside of you. All right, Pam, was that a good enough introduction? Did I do my homework?
Oh, you did. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for saying that. It's such an honor to be here. And my goal, my mission, my purpose is to make the world a better place one person at a time. So I'm super excited to be here and share any of the channeled wisdom that I'm getting from the universe.
Well, let me tell you how exciting it is for us to have you here. I mean, you've been in the New York Times, the USA Today, Daily Herald, the Buffalo News, the International Times, NBC, and now an error-free Beauty Newark Radio. So, I mean, let us say the honor is all ours. And that's incredible, right?
Kind. It's you're too kind.
So,
thank you so much.
Well, listen, it's an incredible resume. And let me just say right out of the gate, I want to ask you, just what is Live Authentically? Can you explain that to me, the listeners and the callers? Well, how do you define this?
I sure can. Thank you for asking that question. So the word authentic is a word that really has resonated with me, and it was a word that was bubbling up during my divorce process, which I was going through about 4 years ago. I didn't realize that for so many years I was living in an inauthentic place. in my gut feel, you know, I just felt like something wasn't quite right, but couldn't quite put my finger on it. And when I finally took a leap of faith, and surrender was a big piece of this journey, when I took that leap of faith and just trusted that my parachute would open, I started to feel authentic. I started to feel liberated. I started to feel more empowered, energized, unstoppable. And the word authentic kept bubbling up. And when we live authentically, we live in a place where everything is in alignment. What we believe, what we say, what we do, the way we carry ourselves in the world. And little by little, throughout this journey, we start to shed things that no longer serve us, like you mentioned, fear and doubt and limiting beliefs, anything holding us back, anytime that we're hesitating or not speaking our truth or allowing boundaries to be blurred or standards to be lowered, et cetera. Those are all indications of areas where we can maybe do a little spiritual work to get to that authentic place. So the authenticity is synonymous with freedom. Now that I live in this authentic space, I feel free. And so I feel free to speak my truth. I feel free to just show up as I am, knowing that there are, you know, 7 billion people in the world. And, you know, and there's no shortage of people, vibrational matches to go around. So, you know, the best thing we can do is show up as our authentic selves and trust the universe that it will align us with the people who are meant to be on our path at the right time.
Wow. You know, Pam, what would be an example of speaking the truth? What would be an example of person speaking their truth?
That's a great question, one that I get asked often. Every day, you know, just behaviors, for example, dynamics in relationships. Oftentimes there are toxic interactions or a lack of respect or a lack of kindness. And so an example of someone speaking their truth, so rather than meeting someone else in their anger or their frustration or their lower vibe energies, you know, they can say, you know what, that is not okay with me. The way that you're showing up right now is not okay with me. I'm vowing to hold this space of positivity. So if you'd like to meet me in this space, you can. But and that's an example of speaking your truth, because I think so many times we silence our voice, again, out of fear. Maybe someone will walk away. Maybe someone will dislike us. Someone will judge us, et cetera. But the more and more we burden ourselves with those, you know, those kind of those cumbersome things, the more we, you know, we just disallow ourselves from living that freedom and living in that truth.
So Pam, am I understanding correctly? Is it like creating boundaries?
That is part of it. Yeah, it's actually a really multifaceted idea, and so it's one that, you know, we work at gradually over time. You know, creating boundaries is one thing. You know, just we need to create boundaries, and really the analogy that I use all the time is side of the street. So what is on my side of the street and what is on the other person's side of the street. So being really careful not to allow other people's drama to creep in, or being really careful not to jump in and, you know, be the fixer in somebody else's situation, because sometimes the best thing we can do is just kind of hang back and allow people to learn their lessons, not from a karma, retaliatory, punitive standpoint, but just allowing people to learn the lessons. You know, life is our best teacher. So standards, having sky-high standards is part of it. Speaking your truth, like we talked about, investing in your well-being, nourishing your mind, body, and spirit. That's another big piece of living authentically. So it really is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle, and it's a practice. And it's something that, you know, we work at every single day. You know, every single day we have life happens, right? So we have moments that can jolt us out of authenticity, out of alignment. But it's a constant practice of asking ourselves, what is best for me right now? What do I need? What can raise my vibration? How can I nourish myself? How can I invest in myself in some way?
You know, Pam, I'm reading up on your biography, and I'm hearing this positivity and shedding light on the world and shedding light to everyone you meet. And I'm thinking to myself, well, how did you go from spending your 20s in corporate America as an employee to where you're at, to where you've gained this insight?
Yeah, thank you for asking that question. So, well, as you said, I spent over a decade in corporate America working with Fortune 100 companies. And, you know, at that point in time, you know, I chose my career path based on my skill set. So my math was my strong suit, and so it made perfect sense for me to go into actuarial science. So I did that for over a decade, and then I joke that I went from, you know, high-powered business suits by 6 a.m. in the morning to how do I get out of my pajamas every day by noon when I became a full-time mom. So I was quickly, like, launched into the throes of motherhood, you know, homemade baby food, homemade Play-Doh, knee-high piles of laundry, et cetera. And so I was very deeply immersed in motherhood for a long time and was blessed to be able to have four kids within 7 years. But really the event that I that was the catalyst for my spiritual awakening that I really talk about very openly, because that's what authenticity calls us to do, is, you know, honor the light and the dark and the positive and the challenging, is that I lost a baby unexpectedly at the end of the third trimester. And without any warning, I mean, in my heart, in my gut, my soul, I felt like something wasn't quite right. It's just that I wasn't getting any physical world confirmation. You know, according to all the doctors, everything was just fine. And I had had a recurring dream a couple times that we were in the delivery room, and it wasn't the celebratory, joyous atmosphere, you know, that you would expect at the birth of a baby. You know, it was very somber, and close friends and family were there. I had that dream 2 times, and I knew I had to brace myself for something really, really significant and heartbreaking. And, you know, I woke up one day and I didn't feel any movement, and I knew what was happening. And so I went from the heights of joy to the depths of despair in the blink of an eye. And there were moments where I felt hopeless. You know, I was stripped to the core across the board, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. And that period of time in my life was my rock bottom. There were days where I didn't know how I was going to get out of bed. There were days where I could barely put one foot in front of the other. You know, there were days where I had to have, because I had a 1.5-year-old also at the time, there were days when I had to have my mom come over and take care of her, because I literally just didn't have the physical strength, emotional strength, mental strength, spiritual strength, any of that. You know, I really was questioning everything about life, my belief system, at a very deep level. I grew up with a religious background, and while I was grateful to have my faith-based background, the reality was that all of my beliefs, not all of my beliefs provided the comfort and the answers and the solace that I needed during that challenging time. So there began my deep soul work. I was asking myself questions about, you know, I was angry, admittedly. You know, I was asking, you know, why would God inflict such unimaginable pain on me? You know, is there a God? What is the meaning of life? What happens after we die? And I really started to discover spirituality at that point, which I define as, many people have different definitions, but my definition is a process where we craft our own belief system based on our own life experiences. So it all of a sudden went from a religious-based belief system, which I still embody some of those beliefs. Some of those, my religious beliefs will always be part of who I am. But I started to extract meaning from my life from my devastating experience. So from that point, I started to put, you know, one foot in front of the other. I got very real with myself and very honest and said, you know what? You're the one who has to get yourself through this. There's no one coming to rescue you. That you have resources, you have a support group, you have friends who have experienced things like this, but it is your job to do the hard work. And it was hard for a long time. I mean, even events in my life after that were supposed to be purely joyous, like having my other kids, brought up painful memories of my loss. And it was challenging. You know, it was challenging for a long time. So that soul work continued, and it continued for years, actually, while I was taking care of my kids. And admittedly, something else that was going on during that time is my husband and I were growing increasingly disconnected from one another. So he was traveling a lot for work, and I was taking care of the kids and the home front. And, you know, quite frankly, we weren't making investments in our marriage. And so we found ourselves in marriage counseling. And it was obvious from pretty early on the direction that this would go. I had to completely rewire my beliefs about divorce. I had to step out of fear, realize that I had the only way through this was to embrace faith. And so it was during the divorce process, during yet another transformative event in my life, that the word authentic started bubbling up. I did a lot of deep discernment around what are my gifts? You know, what is the deeper meaning in this? What is my purpose? Why am I here on earth? And I always knew it's been to help people at a very profound level. I just didn't quite know exactly what it would be, you know, in what form, when it would happen. But, you know, I have to say the universe always knows the magnitude of the catalyst that's necessary to launch you into your purpose. And for me, that was the divorce process. You know, I had been filling up my bottle, so to speak, all those years doing my deep soul work. And the universe said, you know what, this is the experience that, you know, that's going to uncork this. Now it's time to share this knowledge with the world. And so I went a completely different direction. I went from, you know, from, like you said, corporate America, number crunching, doing consulting, et cetera, to stepping into my life purpose, which is what I'm deeply immersed in now through writing and coaching and speaking and through a number of different means.
You know, Pam, you really interest me with that statement, because you've had all of these moments, all of these what people would look at as just terrible, heartbreaking moments. And did you feel yourself like at least allowing yourself to be open to those, you know, influences that were pushing you forward instead of making you stand still?
Absolutely. And that's a big piece of the journey for me. I had to get really, really clear on what my beliefs were. That was probably the most important part of my journey is, you know, there are a couple of beliefs that I hold. And one of them is adversity is here to serve me. Because, you know, I have a choice. When we all experience adversity, in every moment, you know, we have a choice. And so I could have either stayed stuck. I could have stayed stuck in my pain, stuck in, you know, frustration, stuck in hopelessness. Or I could pivot and take a different path. So I embrace that belief. And I also believe that life is always rigged in my favor. So it's a constant practice of asking myself, how do these challenging moments in my life move me forward? How do they serve? How can they serve as a springboard for my growth and transformation? And so my whole dialogue with myself radically transformed during that time. Rather than saying, you know, why me? Why did this happen to me? The victim mindset, which quite frankly I was in for a while, I changed it. I completely transformed it into what can I learn from this? What is the lesson here? And that's the growth-based mindset. That's the growth-based dialogue. And that is the dialogue that keeps us moving forward. That is the dialogue that fills us up with hope and energy and allows us to show up with the mindset of service, et cetera. So it is a choice. I do want to emphasize that. It was really hard. It was hard work. I felt like I was walking uphill in sweltering heat at times. There were times where I wanted to quit. You know, it's really, really hard. But I have to say, every ounce of the effort was worth it. Because if someone would have painted my reality as I sit here today, 4 years ago, you know, even obviously, you know, when I was way back at Rock Bottom, but even as recently as 4 years ago, I would have said, I have no idea what the path is there. I have no idea how to get there. And quite frankly, I'm not even sure I think there is a path there. But this is all an exercise. It's the root of this is surrender. I had to just surrender. I had to say, you know what? I have to give it up. I have to give it over to God. I have to give it over to the universe. I have to trust that if I just show up every day with an open mind and an open heart and focus on the now, focus on this moment right in front of me and show up as my best self, committed to growth, committed to service, whatever role I am, view it as a privilege, not an obligation, but a privilege, and just really immerse myself in the present moment, that I'm going to trust the universe is going to put the right people in my path at the right time. And I am no longer going to worry about the how. I am no longer going to worry about the time frame. I am no longer going to try to orchestrate the events in my life, because I've experienced a couple times over now that life doesn't go as I plan it to be. So all I need to do is show up and trust and allow the universe to illuminate the path as I take each step, literally one day at a time. And it truly has been, I don't even have words for it sometimes. I mean, when I come down in my office every day, I sit there and I just, you know, I'm so grateful to the universe, because it really is a testament to what can happen when we partner with the universe, when we trust, when we turn it over to a force greater than we are. You know, we're so accustomed to operating in this physical world, and we think we're limited sometimes by what we can see and feel and taste and hear. But there's so much more. There's so much more to who we are. You know, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, not the other way around. Not, you know, humans, some of whom are spiritual and some aren't. I mean, we are spiritual beings. And when we look at life through those lenses, that's when we can really unlock our potential. But again, it does take a lot of work. It takes a lot of looking at our beliefs and a belief that, you know, the best is yet to come. And we have to just, again, partner with the universe, show up every day with an open mind and an open heart. And I will end this little segment of this saying that I believe that anyone can do this. I don't believe I'm unique in this. I do believe that my role is here to awaken people. But I believe that anyone musters up the courage to take a leap of faith, to step into their truth, to step into their authenticity. I believe that anyone can radically transform their life.
You know, it's God, so supportive to talk to you, and I'll tell you why. Because I think, myself included, honestly, I think a lot of what we wall up against those blessings and against those opportunities is this enormous feeling of fear,
mm-hmm.
of fear. And I can tell you right now, Pam, that I have been, you know, struggling against that one aspect for years. And it's brought nothing healthy to me except, you know, a lot of looking back and a lot of, you know, I guess you'd call it regret. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you had all of these obstacles come your way. And I'm wondering, to be honest with you, I'm wondering, is at some point were you looking at, you know, what was happening, and then the universe opens up to you and gives you this amazing, amazing, you know, opportunity or insight into yourself. And did you, like, I mean, were you afraid? Were you afraid to cross that boundary and take that leap of faith? Because I think a lot of us, and I'm included, I think a lot of us have these dreams, hopes, desires, but we're scared.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're scared of failure. We're scared of not reaching that and having this somewhat cold reality to slap us in the face. And I guess my question to you is when you were in the midst of everything you were going through, did you ever tackle that wall that said, you're never going to do this? You can't do this. How can you even look at your situation? How are you going to, you know, leave corporate America, go and pursue your dream, and then have this horrible situation happen with losing the two children, but still not let any of those obstacles and not let that, you know, that enemy that I face every time, and I know a lot of our listeners face, is being scared.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do it, and what do you tell your clients and tell people as a life coach, this is how you work through your fear?
Yeah, such a great question. And fear is something that comes up every single day, even still today, you know, for either I experience moments of fear. I'm not exempt from that. Just because I'm doing what I'm doing doesn't mean that I don't still experience those moments. And I help to coach my clients through those as well. But what we have to understand is that, you know, we can either be in the place of fear or we can be in the place of love. And, you know, so many people come and say, you know, well, I want to grow. I want to expand. From a vibrational standpoint, fear is a low vibration. So we cannot possibly be in expansion mode. We cannot possibly grow if we're harboring fear. I will say fear is not the enemy. People, you know, a lot of people think, I used to think as well, you know, the goal is to get rid of fear or totally eradicate fear. But fear can actually serve us because it can help make us aware of certain parts of ourselves. And that's when you get to get really curious. That's when it gets really exciting because then you get to have a super cool dialogue with yourself. Like, what about that experience scares me? Or is this just old programming hanging around that doesn't serve me? Is this just a knee-jerk reaction that I have to trying something new? What if I tried it? What's the worst thing that could happen? You know, sometimes we can have that dialogue with ourselves, sometimes, you know, with someone in our life or a coach or a mentor. But, yeah, absolutely, my experience was riddled with fear throughout. And there are moments, too, where I experience fear in my life. But the magic happens, the power happens when we experience the power, when we take that fear and we can transmute it into power. So when we step out of fear and into faith, and a big element, I know I keep bringing this up, but this is a big piece of who I am and how I do this, is trust, is surrender, is allowing the universe to orchestrate the details. And again, all I do is I just show up. I say, you know what? I don't know what the outcome is going to be. I don't know if I'm going to succeed or if I'm going to, you know, if I'm going to achieve the outcome that I want to have. But a big piece of this is detaching from the outcome. And so it's okay to have an ideal outcome in our mind. But again, we have to go back to those beliefs. And another belief that I have is that the universe will always give me something that is at least as good as what I want for myself, if not better. So in that, I give the universe the creative license to work its magic and to put something, you know, to surprise me with something even way better than my conscious mind could think of. So fear is totally normal, but that's really where the power comes in, is when we can transmute it. I experienced it when I was writing my book. There were times when I was writing my book, as much as I knew I wanted to be a published author, as much as I was excited about getting my word, you know, my word out into the world, there were moments where I would experience fear. I would experience doubt. I would experience, you know, well, fear of judgment, right? What if I put this little segment in here? What will people think? And then I would stop and I would pause and I would think, I mean, have moments of doubt. You know, we all experience doubt as well from time to time. I would think, well, do I really know what I'm talking about here? Does this really make sense? Is this part really going to resonate with anybody or not? And then that's where I would actually, after those moments where I just sat, I kind of just reconnected with myself, with source energy, the universe. And then that's when I would write some of my best content, because that's where I had to get real with myself and say, you know what? Get your story out there. Get the word out there. You know, give people, meet people where they are. Be relatable. You know, show them your vulnerable side. And that was, there was so much growth in writing my book because I got really vulnerable. You know, I put myself out there in a raw and real and authentic way, because if I were going to ask my clients to do that, I needed to go first. And so, you know, that was a long answer to your question, but there's just so much.
There's a great answer.
There's just such a rich, you know, it's such a rich topic, you know, fear and how to transmute that into
I got to tell you, Pam, I know a lot of our listeners feel that way. And I can only speak for myself, but, you know, when you talk about embracing fear in two ways, it can either be detrimental or it can be positive. And in that positivity, it's kind of, you know, exactly what you've done is use that in love and use that as impetus to discover your gifts. And see, if I can just share really just a personal story with you just a moment, because I've seen so, you know, I'm talking with you and I've been reading about you and I've seen so many types of parallels that you and I have both experienced. I mean, for one thing, you know, walking away from corporate America to be a mom, I know was a huge sacrifice because basically I did the same thing when I left the film industry to be a dad.
Okay.
It was scary. And, you know, I can't say that this is for certain, but, you know, you were talking about you were raised in a religious, you know, household coming in. My background religion, you know, instead of embracing love, instead of embracing hope, instead of embracing inspiration, the push on it was fear. And you know what? And you know this. When you're a kid, you're so easily influenced. And those pushes, those mindsets, they really do stay with you until you have what you've had, which is a reveal from the universe.
Right.
you know, and that, you know, that is really, you know, I never looked at fear being both positive and negative.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that some of us use that fear and it becomes a wall where we're deflecting what the universe can offer. Does that sound correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing is, the cool thing is that we get to choose, right? We get to choose the role that fear plays in our life. So we can either allow it to keep us stuck or we can allow it to empower us and to step into our truth and to take risks and to be bold and to, you know, take that leap of faith into our authenticity. But, you know, we have that choice, you know, every single moment. And, you know, with regard to some of the beliefs that keep us stifled in fear, you know, at one point, you know, certain beliefs may have served us, right? They may have provided the comfort or the answers or the solace or whatever it is that we needed at that particular time in our life. But we continually have to ask ourselves through this conscious process, you know, does this still serve me, right? Does this belief still serve me? Does this fear have a place in my life, right? And so we fight through our life experiences. We can ask ourselves questions all along the way. And that's really what this journey is, this journey to authenticity. It's all about making those unconscious parts of ourselves conscious. So not to get too deep into psychology, but that's really the idea. You know, we're all kind of, you know, running around sometimes feeling like we're in the rat race, on the hamster wheel, in autopilot, not really just kind of going through the motions, not really thinking about what we're doing. But this process is about realizing that we have a lot more choice in our life than we realize. And the best indicator as to, you know, if we need to make a choice or not, or make a change or not, is paying attention to how we feel. I believe that that is one of the best kept secrets of the world, of the universe, is that our emotions are the barometer. And so if we pay attention to how we're feeling, we just disconnect, spend some time in solitude, sit quietly and start paying attention. You know, our spirits will tell us, our soul wants to lead the way. It's just that sometimes we get in our own way. So paying attention to how you feel, if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling frustrated, if you're feeling stressed most of the time, you know, maybe time to take a look at all the aspects of your life and ask yourself, you know, where do I need to make a change? It may not always need to be a monumental change. Sometimes it's just a little tweak here or there. But we should continually be asking ourselves, you know, what do I need to do to feel better? Right? How can I nourish myself, my mind, body, and spirit? Because that's really how we navigate this journey with power and ease and grace and get to that place of acceptance and, you know, where we're just flowing with the events of life. And it's really by asking ourselves how we feel and giving ourselves what we need in the moment. So the power is always in the now. It's just this very moment. You know, that's all we're guaranteed. You know, every one of us, you know, our life is riddled with uncertainty, right? And so I don't know how many more days I have on this earth, but I'm going to live each moment like it's the last. I'm going to soak up as much joy and much amazingness and peace and love and live a life of no regrets. And so that's, you know, I just so anchor on that, you know, on that present moment. And, you know, I don't want fear to rob those moments, you know, rob me of those moments. I want to enjoy every single moment and invest and serve as much as I possibly can. And so when we look at it from that perspective, you know, we get a choice. We get a choice as to how much we let fear rule our lives. Then we start to approach life in a different way.
You know what, though? It kind of, you know, letting fear into our lives is like a contagion, really, because it's not just fear of that moment or that option or that choice. It rolls, and it rolls, and it seems to me, you know, maybe, am I looking at this correctly? It becomes almost like a snowball, really, where you keep rolling in this negativity and holding on to these instances that have, you know, you feel affected you negatively, and it just gets mm-hmm. bigger and bigger and bigger. And speaking for myself, you know, I for the longest time, had the hardest time at basically holding tightly onto bitterness, and you know, and that seemed from that point to grow regret, and that seemed mm-hmm. from that mm-hmm. point
to grow depression.
Yeah.
And I use the snowball analogy because you mentioned one of the most hardest concepts I have had to ever tackle, and that's just letting things go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just letting yourself be open and not be concerned about all those environmental instances that come to us every day of the week, every minute of the year. And it's being open, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners have. I mean, how do you just let things go and take all those years of stress, take all those years of worry and push them aside? I mean, this has got to be something where you are being convicted by the universe to do this for yourselves, because the universe wants nothing for you but to be happy.
Right.
And
right.
In talking about that, you know, that negativity, you've just brought up a ton of examples for myself that I have really let, you know, dictate my moods, dictate how I feel, you know, make me the glass half empty guy. You know what I mean? And, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, no, I completely, I hear what you're saying, and was there anything else you wanted to add to that before I chime in? Because I have a lot of thoughts on that.
I mean, it just is really, you know, fear being one of the obstacles,
mm-hmm.
but letting go and not be fearful that what the universe is going to present to you is going to be wonderful. It's going to be amazing. It's going to move you, and it's going to move people, which is exactly what you've done. But when we have examples like yourself, and we see what a person can overcome by letting themselves be open to the universe, it still doesn't get through our heads. We're still thick-headed. And I'm reading, this is where your program, Live Authentically, is there to help, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, there are many different aspects that I help people with, but I have to say the common thread that runs through all of my client situations, regardless of who they are, whether they're high-level executives or whether they're a mom struggling with finding her identity, it's really about rewiring the mindset. It's rewiring your mind. It's a moment-to-moment practice of training your mind. You've got to roll up your sleeves and get into the nitty-gritty, the nooks and crannies, and literally rewire your thoughts. And that's really what this process is. I mean, it's everything you've talked about, you know, falls under that category. So, for example, letting go. Right? How do you let go? How do you let go of anger? How do you let go of, did you wrong? You know, how do you let go of that? How do you let go of regret? And you have to ask yourself the question is, how does that serve me? How does holding on to that help me? Because we've come to this earth. We have to come back to some truth. You know, why have we come to this earth? Right? We haven't come to this earth to be popular. We haven't come to this earth to have other people like us. We haven't come to this earth to, you know, yes, you know, earning money and all of that. Like, the universe wants us to experience abundance, but I believe we come to this earth to love, to grow, to serve, and to have fun along the way. The universe wants us to have fun. It wants us to enjoy life. So we constantly have to run our thoughts through the filter of, how does this move me forward? That's one of the phrases that I ask myself several times throughout the day when I need to make a decision. And it's a phrase that I coach my clients to say to themselves several times a day. And it really is, like I said, a mindset. And we have to, when we start to understand energy and start to understand some universal truth, that, you know, thoughts have a magnetic quality to them. So life is an echo. So without getting too metaphysical, what we put out into the universe comes back to us. And so in some way, shape, or form. So if we're constantly putting out negativity, we're going to be attracting more negativity. The universe is going to keep affirming that in our lives. So we have to really pay close attention to the story that we're telling ourselves. You know, when you're telling yourself the story of, you know, everyone has it easier than I do, and life is hard, and I'll never get out of this situation, and You know, when we have that negative narrative going, we're just going to keep ourselves stuck. So we have to shift ourselves out of that and start telling ourselves a different story. One of the questions I get along these lines, what people have asked me before, don't you ever have a bad day? Like, how are you so, you know,
yeah,
happy
right.
all the time? And how are you in a good mood? And I'm like, well, first of all, I have my moments. You know, I get, you know, I get emotional, you know, certain things stir me, you know, and I get frustrated, I get stressed. But the reality is that as I've tried to really unpack this, because I really obviously in the spirit of adding value, you know, how is it that I do stay peaceful and calm and not, you know, again, not 100% of the time, I'm human. But it's because I, you know, and you said too about, you know, responding to different events and, you know, how do you react to all of those? I believe that most people, and I say this with no judgment because I used to fall in this category before I really started to do my deep soul work, is, you know, we're conditioned to live in this conditional reality where, you know, we allow our mood, we allow our energy to be affected by what's going on around us. And so you've got this, like, chaos going on in your energy field because every direction you look, right, you're in traffic and, oh, my gosh, there's somebody honking their horn at me or there's somebody who needs something ASAP. And there's so many places in life to get stressed or overwhelmed or exhausted or sad or whatever it is. But the goal is to get to an unconditional place, so a place where you are so connected to a higher power, so connected to source energy, so committed to living in peace and staying in your high vibe that, you know, it's just the analogy that I use is you've got this, like, freight train going at, or not, I'm sorry, not freight train, like high-speed train going at such speed that when life, like, puts a little more weight on or adds another little car, you don't really notice that much because, quite frankly, you're moving at such a high speed. So that's really the goal here is to stay centered and grounded and anchored in that high vibe. And I will say it isn't like a, you know, it isn't like a certificate or a diploma or a degree that you achieve it and you have it forevermore. You know, this is something that I work at still and always will. It's a practice every single day, asking myself, you know, what do I need? Do I need to take a break? If I'm feeling stressed, do I need to step away from the situation? Do I need to go for a walk? Do I need to take a short nap? You know, am I hungry? Do I need a salad? Do I need, you know, things like that. So it's just this constant practice. And I write my list every single day. Like, I still need to do a few things after the show tonight. You know, I actually, one of the things I did recently was I had a small sauna put in my house because I'm super, super into healthy living and detoxing my body. And I want to live until I'm 116 years old. And I know that sounds kind of silly, but, like, why not? Right? And so given that long-term goal, like, there are things I need to do on a daily basis. And so I've got my little checklist here. I still have to make my green detox juice for tonight and sit in the sauna. So there are certain daily practices that I follow every single day to support my lifestyle, to support my long-term goals. And like I said, it really is a practice. The mindset, the behaviors, the actions, the routines, the schedule, the structure. It's a grind. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. There are some days where it's hard, but I always say that we have to pick our hard, right? Anything in life worth having, I believe it's hard. It takes a lot of hard work. There really is no easy path. There's no shortcuts. There's no easy button.
Can I stop you there? You know,
you've
got me so excited about this because unlike other situations or systems that I've heard of or people talk of, you have constantly mentioned you have to do the work. You have to do the work. You have to do the work. And I know a lot of us are under the assumption that you, let's say, I'm going to join or you know, grow with Live Authentically, and it's going to solve everything. And I'm going to sit here and I'm going to, you know, use this on the website, but not do anything. But not work at what needs to be worked on. And it's like walking. You know, you can't sit there and go, oh, I'm going to walk out to my mailbox and not take a step.
Right.
And it really is sometimes frustrating to hear, and I'm not pointing any fingers at any particular philosophy, but sometimes it's really frustrating to hear, well, you know, it will be provided to me. And I mean, this is just my personal opinion. I just believe exactly what you're saying, that, you know, the universe can give you all of these blessings, but it's up to you to A, recognize it, and B, to work towards realizing them.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct in that thinking?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have such abundant resources available to us, but we are the ones who have to do the work. You know, and I say that to my clients. My style is pretty call it like it is. I mean, I'll obviously always be kind and professional, et cetera, but, you know, I'm the one who will hold, you know, people's feet to their fire and help them meet themselves, obviously in the spirit of moving them forward, in the spirit of helping them evolve, with a radical level of honesty, authenticity, accountability. It takes a vulnerability, but that's what it takes. I mean, it takes a lot of courage. You've got to get real with yourself. You've got to look yourself in the mirror. I actually did this at several points in my journey and said, Pam, you're the only one who can get yourself through this. You've got it. You're the only one. You've got to do the work. And the other thing, too, in all of this is we have to anchor on our deep-seated why, right? If someone else is telling us, like, oh, this growth stuff, this is really cool, you should try it out. Well, if you haven't found your deep-seated why, you're probably not going to stick with it, right? Like for people who, for example, want to lose weight, I've been in that category in the past. I've gained a bunch of weight with my kids, and okay, so you know what I mean, right? So, you know, I had a lot of weight to lose after my kids, so I had to anchor on my deep-seated why, and that's generally associated with a feeling or an emotion. You know, the size on my jeans, like, that didn't really much matter to me. It's like, okay, fine, I'll just buy a bigger size. Like, that didn't really matter to me, but the number on the scale didn't really encourage me. It wasn't what I needed to change my behavior. It was about the feeling. So I'd encourage people to think about, to ask themselves again, it always goes back to how you feel. So if you're not okay with how you feel right now, think about how you do want to feel. Do you want to feel happier? Do you want to feel more peaceful? Do you want to feel freer? Whatever it is, and believe that you can get there. And you have to want it bad enough to do the work. You have to want it bad enough in order to upend certain patterns and routines, et cetera, that got you to this point in your life. And you have to be willing to revamp them and do life differently going forward, because that's the reality. That's one of the first awarenesses, is that the beliefs and patterns and people, et cetera, that got you to this point in your life aren't going to be the exact same set of, you know, people, circumstances, et cetera, to get you to where you're going. So it's going to take an overhaul of your mindset, an overhaul of your daily routine, and sometimes an overhaul of the people that we surround ourselves with, because everything, with the belief everything is energy, you know, we do embody, we begin to become who we hang out with. So if we aren't surrounding ourselves with people that move us forward, people who are encouraging, people who are growth-minded, people who enrich our life in some way, shape, or form, either physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, relationally, culturally, musically, so many different ways. Not everybody in your life has to be on this super deep soul journey. But everybody should be who's in our life should enrich our life in some way, shape, or form. And that's another example of, you know, boundaries, standards. You know, I always say go first. Articulate first what you want. You have to be the one to go first. Don't wait for someone else's behavior to change. You know, you have to go first. And it's a process. And the reality is that we outgrow certain things. And that can be a little, you know, hard to take sometimes. You know, there's a grief and loss element even to this journey. It is not all butterflies and rainbows. There's a grief and loss element to it, too, because the reality is we outgrow certain things and certain people. And we have to realize everyone is in our life for a reason, season, or a lifetime. So, but the universe is constantly playing the matching game, matching us with people of like vibrations. And it's really, you know, it's a fascinating journey. But again, I will echo that again, that it is a lot of work.
It is a fascinating journey. And you know what? It's definitely taking hold, because you're not only speaking to me tonight and a life coach, but you're internationally renowned. And you also, through your website, liveauthentically.truth, you also have all these other options available for almost any facet of situations. You have workshops. You speak. You go to you hold corporate meetings to enlighten CEOs that may be interested in doing these type of things. You also, you know, give presentations. And it feels to me, and it looks to me, and I know it for a fact, that there is not a single outlet that could be out there that can't use this truth, that can't use this good news, that can't, you know, be motivated, you know, regardless of background, regardless of stance. And I know we're running out of time, but I want to say that, you know, I really, Pam, is there anything you would like to tell anybody right now who's listening that is considering going to your site, liveauthentically.truth, and say, you know, Pam, I need this help. I'm interested in you becoming, you know, a life coach for me. How would you encourage them to do it? And real briefly, and I'm sorry, I know we're running out of time. What would you say very simply to push them past that, you know, maybe it's a fear factor line? What would you say?
Okay, I'm going to make this really, really concise, and this is what's coming to me. I believe in you. I believe in you. That's what I would say.
God.
I believe you can do it. I'm 100% sure you can do it.
You know, a lot of people do not hear that. We always, you know, work something like that. It's always, you know, Tony, you really messed up. You couldn't work the mic this at the beginning of the show. and thank you for being so patient and open with that. I greatly appreciate it because I have no idea what happened. But I do know that I'm leaving, you know, this conversation so motivated and so excited and so much more of an understanding of what it means to be open and what blessings are available. And I hope those that are listening feel the same way, because these concepts are hard to tackle, but with the right tools that you provide and what services you provide on liveauthentically.truth, there is help, and that is reassuring.
Tony, I'm going to interrupt because you've said it twice. Her website is actually liveauthentically.today.
I'm sorry, I got the wrong information. It's the same person that messed up the mic. So I apologize, Sam. I'm sorry about that.
No worries.
It is linked in her description. Oh, excuse me. See, this is why I didn't need to talk tonight. But the show is, I will leave it to you. I'm going to leave my computer. If you guys want to continue talking, you're more than welcome to. But I will say, Tony, you asked every question that was on my mind. So bravo to you. You did an excellent job. I really am glad that you had a snafu so that I could listen to the show and participate this way. It was great. Pam, I admire you. I need to ask you a real quick question. How long ago was your miscarriage?
The first one was in 2003, and the second was in 2005.
Okay. How's your mom doing?
How is my mom doing? That's a great question. Thank you for asking that. She's doing okay. I mean, yeah, thank you. We haven't, talked about it much recently, but my mom was a huge source of support for me.
My oldest son had a child who he had anencephaly, and he lived for maybe 20 minutes after he was born. And anencephaly is one of those conditions that they say is incompatible with life.
Mm-hmm.
He basically had limited stem cell. And so I know, I mean, that, and he was born, and then he stayed in his father's arms until the last moment. And I still constantly think of Jacob. I feel his presence. He would be 17 this year. Holy moly.
Mm.
But sometime reach out to your mom And just let her know that this affected her too.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you for saying that. And
oh, you're very
I'm
welcome.
I'm very sorry for your loss.
Thank you. People don't realize that loss is as real and as biting as any 30, 40, 50-year relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had somebody tell me, oh, well, at least you didn't have time to get to know him. Want to bet?
Right.
So my heart goes out to you and all mothers who've been in this situation and grandmothers.
Likewise. Yeah, my thoughts and prayers and are with everyone in those situations.
Thank
and
you.
Definitely sending healing energy to all of you.
Thank you. This was, you know, I'm like a rubber tree. It just bounces off me and goes right back to you. But I really I enjoy.
I'm going to use that analogy for you now, Mary.
Okay, just call me rubber tree. No,
I'm
enjoying watching and listening to Tony as he grows into his own in this show. And Pam, do you prefer to be Pam or Pamela?
Either. Actually,
I
use both. So yeah. Thank you for asking.
Tony's call dropped again, bless his little heart. He's been having so many technology problems tonight. But this is only his third show, and he has stepped up to the plate to help me because he knows, like I said earlier, he knows that I only delegate if I know that it'll be followed through, and he has been a trooper for following through.
Okay.
And I'm so grateful he actually was able to work on the show with you tonight because I know some of the personal things he's been going through, and I could hear it in his voice as he was, you know, struggling with some questions and then enjoying the answers that you gave him. So thank you for being on our show tonight.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me. It's been such an honor to be here. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate it more than you know. And thanks for your patience. Okay. I mean, you booked this show about 8 months ago, I think.
Yeah, we did. We booked it a while ago. Yeah, we did.
It's been a minute, as my son would say.
It has. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you again.
Oh, you're very welcome. We may talk again, but I hope it's not 8 months from now.
Right, exactly. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's BUNEKE.org.